Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
You bastard.
Yes, sir. In my case, an accident of birth. But you, sir, you're a self-made man.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
We'll be right back.
evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. Y'all had a great week, 2 weeks. Hope y'all had a great fortnight. Your fortnight ahead is full of forts, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of stained glass eyes and tungsten carbide tongues. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest fake radio entertainment. Monday nights, it's us, Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's Cavalcade of Crud. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., it's Flip Chin Dribble and his guest, noted gadfly and political agitator, the Honorable Finster Meshuggah Twat. And on Thursday, Chunk Bluster shares his memories from the womb. And on Friday, we'll get laid. A week's worth. Wow, time wasted. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Manhood looks different from guy to guy. But when yours bends in a different direction, you might feel bothered by it. So talk to a urologist.
Damn it, Jim, what the hell is the matter with you?
Because a bend in your erection might be Peyronie's disease. It's a condition that involves a buildup of scar tissue. But it's treatable.
Grenache
is the only FDA-approved non-surgical treatment for appropriate adult men with Peyronie's disease. Along with daily penile stretching and straightening exercises,
Grenache
has been proven to help gradually reduce the bend. Don't receive if the treatment area involves your urethra, or if you're allergic to any collagenase or any of the ingredients. May cause serious side effects, including penile fracture or other serious injury during erection, and severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis. Seek help if you have any of these symptoms. Do not have any sexual activity during and for at least 4 weeks after each treatment center. Sudden back pain reactions after treatment may occur. Tell your doctor if you have a bleeding condition or take blood work, as risk of bleeding or bruising at the treatment site is increased.
Hello? You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Oh, that Barney Rubble. What an actor.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Say, gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
I'm going to get this one closer to the top.
Possum Hour says, suck it!
Oh, that
there
should be
go.
The top.
There you go. All right.
All right. Funniest line in Night Shift. Funniest line in Night Shift. I always laugh at that. What an actor.
What an actor. I'd totally forgotten about that character.
Yeah.
He's like the boss's nephew or something.
Yeah. Good
yeah,
move.
They said you'd straighten it all out for me there.
The name of the deceased, something Polish.
That was a great movie, man.
It was.
It was a really funny flick. And Shelley Long looked marvelous.
Yep, yes, she did.
Well, how's it going, man?
It's going all right.
Good.
Sitting here watching Faces of Death. That might be a good movie.
You mean the one where they execute people and shit?
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
What's missing? Yeah. They should have a Polish, they should have like a polka soundtrack, you know?
I'd be afraid of like the hand of Jeebus and come out of sky and smack me if I watched that. The fuck?
40% of it's fake anyway.
I got very few limitations, but that's one of them, man. That's hand of God shit. I didn't have jack shit this week, man. I had like one gig on Saturday. It's a fun one. I really like this gig. It's at a campground where the people come out and camp on the weekends and stuff.
Uh-huh.
You'd think, ah, those people would be a drag. No, they're actually really fucking cool.
Yeah.
They're like the nicest people ever, man. Hopefully they'll have me back next summer. I went 4 or 5 times this summer.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's fun.
They actually live out there, and they all meet out there every year.
I think they come out on the weekend, bring their campers. It's like a lake. You know, they got a lake there, and they come out and camp.
All right, cool.
Not really camp. I mean, camping. Quotes, air quotes. They're cool people, man. They're really good
people. I'm sure they are.
But, and you wouldn't think they'd be good tippers. So you know what's weird, man? Smoking marijuana is legal.
How's that?
I'm not used to that, man. I still hide. I still hide it.
Uh-huh.
It's like, no, man. Somebody's coming over. Don't blow a joint. The place will stink like weed. It's okay.
Peeking out the curtain.
It's fucking legal, man. That's weird.
Hard to get used to.
So last week I went over to my LSC, which is my local comic shop, and I bought a couple of short boxes. Yeah, I had some comics piling up.
Oh, okay.
Place to put them. And it was one of those things, like, well, I got the time on my hands. I totally refiled pretty much the whole collection.
Okay.
Over 6,000 books.
Oh.
But now I know where every living last one of them is.
Okay.
They're all in a good reading order. So, you don't have to go searching around for the next story in a thing, you know. Like, I made a point of if it goes off, you know, you're reading a Spider-Man and it continues into Captain America, I put them together so you can read the whole story.
There you go. You're organized.
Yeah, man. That's kind of fun.
Uh-huh.
So now it's, like, completely done. I even, had, a couple left over and they were in the... They had to go in the bottom row. And these boxes are really heavy. And I was like, I'll get that. And then it finally went, get it now. Get it done. Real cool.
There you go.
Good fun.
Good. Organized.
Fun. Yeah, boring. It's a lonely man. I got a movie that rankled me.
Yeah.
Van Heflin. Starring in The Raid.
The Raid. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm looking it up as I'm watching this. Is this a true story or what? It's in the Civil War, and these rebel prisoners, Confederate prisoners, are in... For some reason, they're locked up in, Vermont, I think. They're way north.
Okay.
They escaped Canada, and then they come in and do these raids, and they plan this raid and this whole story about this big raid they did on this one town. And it's a true story, but they said that they made shit up, too, because they said they were raiding the city in retribution for Sherman's march to the Atlantic.
Uh-huh.
But in fact, that hadn't happened yet. They were just fucking Confederate assholes, you know, raiding the town. But the reason I tuned in on it, because it had Lee Marvin, right?
Yeah, Lee Marvin.
You can't fucking go wrong with Lee. I've never been disappointed in a Lee Marvin.
Oh no.
Performance. And then Richard Boone.
Richard Boone,
disappointing in this one, man. He's playing a straight guy.
Okay.
He's like, kind of like a douchebag. But the movie really fucked up. Is they got Lee Marvin and he's playing the psycho. And then he's off doing some psychotic shit, right? They're like, oh, man, you wouldn't believe the shit he's doing over there. I'm like, well, show me fucking Lee Marvin being a psycho in the bar, man. Just tell
Instead
me
of
about
it. Talking about it.
Yeah. So, anyways.
I just seen Lee Marvin in The Iceman Cometh.
Yeah.
Good acting in that, man. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
Love
the one
Ryan.
With Ernie Borgnine, right?
Was Borgnine was in that one? Nah, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
But Robert Ryan was.
Robert Ryan, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's from the beginning of the show there, the professionals. You bastards.
I think that was it.
Great line. Lee Marvin. My fave. He might be my fave. I don't know. I've liked Lee Marvin in every damn thing I've seen Lee Marvin in. But I've never watched
Paint Night. I hesitate when you mentioned Ernie Borgnine because I've just seen a Borgnine movie.
Yeah.
Where he was a farmer and he caught these three bank robbers. And he just tortured them and everything.
Oh, nice.
I forget the name of it. One of them was Pollock. What was that kid's name? Michael J. Pollock? Hey.
J. Pollard? Yeah.
Yeah, Pollard. Yeah, Pollard. Yeah.
Pollard.
Michael J. Pollard. Okay, it was Blood for Blood, but it was actually the original title was Someday in the Country. Nice, pleasant title. And he tortures these guys. Someday in the Country.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big Ernie Borgnine fan, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's always good. Fatso Jetson? Huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the best scenes ever, man. Whoop. We still connected?
Yeah.
Phone dropped. Burt Lancaster.
Yeah.
Grabs the beer bottle, smashes it on the bar.
Yeah.
Come on, fat man. Badass, man. Freaking Ernie Borgnine's like, well, I'll be leaving.
Yeah, you didn't want to fuck with him.
Bert Lancaster's going to fucking tear him a new one, man. That was great.
Stick with
him. He was built like a fucking...
I like to read that book. It was, you know, because they really had to clean shit up for the movie.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of big sex in it and everything, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know what to blow up this week. Saturday, a week ago Saturday, I was at a gig. And a great gig. Beautiful people. Don't get me wrong. But a fucking DJ. It was really loud and the lights went down. And I'm okay for about an hour of that. After about 2 hours, man.
Two hours of that shit.
I'm Manuel Noriega, you know? I give up. I surrender. I figured, we'll play one of the ones. This is particularly, I remember, because this chick is, like, getting into it, dancing, grooving to it in the chair, and looking at me like, isn't this fun? And I'm like, I want to kill myself. Okay? Here we go. We're blowing it up.
Alright.
Boy.
Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo!
You!
Soldier Boy, tough. Yeah, I got the new band for y'all called the Soldier Boy.
Yeah!
You got a punch good, crank back to the side from left to right.
Cool, man.
Now why me?
Oh!
Why me crank it? Why me?
Oh!
Why me
Well, that ought to do it.
Think you used enough dynamite there, Butch?
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
The Waikiki Makaki.
Waikiki Makaki?
Yeah. Direct from okay. Ukraine, man. I'm seeing how that shit's getting tight over there, man. Ukrainians went into Russia, started fucking them up.
Yeah.
Now the Russians are bombing Ukraine and shit. Bad scene, man.
Escalated over there, huh?
Yeah, she got a little dicey. Well, you know,
Jesus Christ.
Putin got his nose out of joint when the Ukrainians started rolling into Rusta. You know. Yeah, take that kindly. And I say, eat it.
I didn't even know that. I haven't been keeping up with that shit.
Yeah, they went across the border and captured a couple of... Well, he captured some area over there, Kierski or something. I don't follow it that closely. But I am rooting for him, man. Well, the one thing I wanted to mention about that movie, The Raid, I got sidetracked by Lee Marvin. I was trying to look it up, and I couldn't find it. I don't know if it's information that's researchable. But I'm thinking, did the Daughters of the Confederacy fund this movie?
Ah, interesting.
Because the fucking Confederates are the heroes and shit. I mean, they lose at the end, but, you know, they got to Hollywood, but they're kind of the good guys, man. Not cool.
Interesting take.
Yeah, because they did that shit, man. That's why all those statues went up, that there was all that hubbub about. Old cranks went around going, we'll show them people. We'll put up statues and whatnot.
The Raid. I got to write that down.
The Raid. It was a good movie. I mean, it was an all right movie.
Yeah.
Jeez. Wasted Richard Boone, man.
Yeah.
And wasted Lee Marvin, man. Because, I mean, like, the shit. That just pissed me off so much. Oh, you wouldn't believe what he's doing over here. Yeah, well, show us. You dumbass. What the fuck, man? That's what we're here for, man. Freaking
Lee Marvin. You know what I'd like to see again? Ship of Fools. I think that's streaming too.
Yeah,
I have to check
it is.
I love that. I love that movie, man.
Alrighty, man. Well, the few, the proud.
All right.
Dr. Cake is here. Wouldn't be a show without
Dr.
Cake.
Cake.
Woohoo!
Dr. Cake.
And I'll bet you dollars to donuts that GTO forgot what day it was. Speaking of donuts, did you see that maroon J.D. Vance buying donuts?
Yeah.
Schmo. He's like, yeah, I'm J.D. Vance. I'm running for Vice President of the United States. And the lady goes, uh-huh.
I like
you,
that,
honey.
Man. Yeah, how long have you been here? 2 years. Okay, okay.
Okay.
How about
you?
Yeah, good. Good. Okay. Okay.
6 months.
So you're communicating with the people.
I tell you, man, it was heartwarming.
I just seen when he was over here having a patched cheesesteak. Jesus Christ.
Did he want Swiss cheese on it?
Just seen a picture of that one. I didn't have video of that one.
He's the ultimate stooge, man.
Yeah.
It's the stooge. Huh? Okay. Huh. Like donut? I like donut.
Oh,
of the people.
Christ.
One of the people.
Oh, man.
Donuts. The sprinkles.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, this is great. And, you know, hopefully the happy ending we're all hoping for. Otherwise, we're doomed as doomed could be.
So,
it's looking good. It's looking good. It's looking good.
Dude, I'm surrounded by snapper heads that like them.
Oh, jeez. If I go, you know, a couple of miles out, it's all bobo. I got Bobo down the street. Some guys got Bobo and Vance, and then another Bobo flag flying. He's got the one taped to a tree. And then he's got Jeebus King on the fence.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Dude, simmer down. Oh. Flags, you know? Wow.
Ship them all off to Bellevue.
He's all in. Oops, says it's heavy Bobo there, too. And speaking of Ope, there he is, our old pal Ope.
Ope? Other people's eyes.
I forget that word, the ambassador from Missouri.
Yeah, the ambassador.
Well, that is the slowest frickin' fly ever. My God, you should be ashamed. He's just sitting there, and I just bopped him with a thing. It was a God.
Suicidal. Maybe suicidal fly.
The weakest flies this summer. Not that I'm complaining. Good to kill a fly. Anyhow.
Face is a death. You got your fly now.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, let's see. All right, we're about on schedule here. What's the thing here? Okay, cool. We got some weird stuff coming. And finally, hovering above the lounge, it is pre-pandemic. Punta propelled, pedal-depressed flying Duesenberg.
Yep.
Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking himself.
Good to be here.
Jay Gumby, my pal, my good pal.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here, buddy.
I love
here
it.
Here they are. Boss Mark!
And with your super host,
as the Beaver.
Nothing new about jive, believe it or not. I know when jive first started, the time and the spot. Way back yonder, in the year of 1D1, you can bet your sweet life, that's when jive begun. Do you dig my jive?
Holland Jack!
Do you dig my jive?
Nello Mac!
I'll bet my money from 1 to 5. Do you dig my jive? When jive first started, wasn't a hip cat born. When Adam cracked to Eve, one early dawn. And Noah jived all the animals into that old ark. Ain't no telling what Adam told Eve in the dark. Do you dig my jive?
Amen, Jack.
Do you dig my jive?
Hello, Mac.
I'll bet my money from 1 to 5. Do you dig my jive? They threw old Daniel into that lion's den, but Daniel jived the lion, so they became his friends. Now Gale jived Rip Van Winkle on Sleepy Hollow Hill. He wasn't a hip cat, so he's up there still. Do you dig my jive?
Holland Jack.
Do you dig my jive?
Mellow Mac.
I'll bet my money from 1 to 5. Do you dig my jive?
There you go. There you go.
Good, that's good. All right.
Okay.
Well done.
Is that cab or a cab-like singer?
That was a weird one. Sam Price.
Sam Price,
Texas,
okay.
Bluesicians, Texas.
Okay.
Didn't sound very Texas to me.
No, he didn't.
What you get, man? put together. I'm getting all the political commercials here in Ohio.
Uh-huh.
Really no presidential shit, because, yeah, Ohio's pretty much a gimme. we're going Bobo. But it's not going to be a runaway either.
Okay. Are you getting the commercials where the ex-Bobo supporters? I voted for him twice, and I am not voting for him in 2024.
Yes, I have. I've seen that one because when I'm watching the Pirate games, I get PA commercials.
Yeah.
They're not running that one in Ohio. They're not running any presidential shit in Ohio.
We're getting flooded with it.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking myself, you can't put these, God bless them, they're on our side. But I'm thinking myself, it took you 8 fucking years to realize the guy's a crook. You know? Not very bright.
How did anybody not see that, like,
yeah,
word go?
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Oh, he's a
God.
Criminal. He's a baby. He's a
crook before we even ran. We knew he was a crook.
Yeah. Huh? And how can he run if he's a convicted criminal? I still don't get that.
Convicted felon. This one's going to be great. I'm kind of looking forward to that debate if they have one.
Yeah.
Especially because the last one was so bad. Oh man, that's when I started collecting songs for my "We're Doomed" show in November. We're doomed as doomed could be, man. Poor Grandpa Joe, man. Oh, my heart broke. Anyhow, yeah, the debate, she's a prosecutor.
Yeah.
And he's a fucking convicted felon.
Yeah. And it's this fucking close. That's the world we live in. That's the nation we live in.
Man. All I can think of is the racism. He hates who we hate.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, when you think about it, that whole border thing. Yeah.
Yep.
The border's fucked up. You know, there's problems down there. They need more judges and this and that and more people, blah, 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 bloody blue. But it's not like an existential crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not out to murder us. And that's the ones I'm getting. Okay, they're all against Sherrod Brown, our great senator who's running again. They're trying to take him out. They're like, ooh. If you listen, if you believe these commercials, murder by, quote, illegal aliens is raging out of hand.
Uh-huh.
I'm lucky I can walk out of my house without being raped and set on fire by illegal alien. Fuck that, people. You know, did you go to history class? Did you look at the 30s Germany and the Jews and the things? And the Jews are the immigrants. Jews equals immigrants. Immigrants equals Jews. You got to have somebody to hate. For God's sake, it's so fucking primal and elemental. You know? God. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
They hate who I hate. Makes it all right, man. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we could do AI theater.
Okay. Lay it on it.
Some AI theater. All righty. I don't think, I'm sure there's going to be something compellingly wrong about this. Because, you know, we now have AI. We can do whatever we want. So what do? Make songs about poop and blue G and butt hair. Here we go.
Went to see the doctor feeling less than spry. He said, hop on the table, let's give this a try. I said, doc, I ain't feeling too grand. Got a rumble in my tummy, don't think I can stand. Doc laughs, it's a simple exam. We'll check your prostate, just hold still if you can. But the pressure in my belly, oh, it's rising fast. I told him this condition, doc, it surely won't last. Oh, it's a big old mess. It's a tangled dance. Prostate exam with diarrhea, ain't got a chance. Said it's a big old mess. Oh, what a scene. Doctor's face turned white. Control was a dream. He wore white gloves and a solemn face. But the moment he touched, oh, I was in space. My eyes goes wide, my stomach turned. Felt like a kettle about to be adjourned. Sweat on my brow, couldn't take the strain. Doc, you're a good man, won't you feel my pain? The tension was high, the air was thin. This ain't no jazz step, it's a stumble and spin. Oh, it's a big old mess. It's a comedy scene. Prostate exam with diarrhea, not so keen. Said it's a big old mess. Shot, shot gone wrong. Doctor hit the ceiling like a note in a song.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it? What is it? What is it?
Man, got plenty of diarrhea in that one. The illegal immigrants. Undocumented aliens is politically correct.
Yep.
Sorry, dude.
Fear mongering.
Get on the trolley. You fear monger. You know who came up with it? That bald-headed little piece of shit, matchstick head, Stephen Miller. Is that his name?
Miller, huh?
Yeah.
No idea.
Stephen, whatever. He's a piece of shit. And he hates immigrants. He's like, he looks like Goebbels.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know, the Hitler show. What's that guy's name? I know there's a Miller.
Oh, you got me on that.
Yeah, Stephen Miller. There he is.
Yeah.
God! If he doesn't look like one of Hitler's henchmen. And this whole immigrant thing, this is his baby. This is his baby. Ugh. I wish him better than this 3 minutes you'll never get back.
Just the lad I've been looking for.
Ah.
Clamber on my head, Fred. Whence all but you have fled, Fred. There is no contesting. I've no way of manifesting how much I prefer you dead, Fred.
Oh, I'm glad you let me make that in, because I trust you too.
Gratify your whim, Jim.
Jim? What happened to Fred?
He changed his name.
What to?
Chunky. Tell me, can you swim, Jim?
No, Jim cannot swim.
Then step upon this plank, son. On the riverbank, son. which I have carefully arranged so that it will suddenly tip up and throw you into 30 feet of muddy water as you upset the trim by stepping on the rim, Jim.
Hey, so for dating me, is it, Captain?
Of course not, dear boy. Just walk along it a bit farther.
Ready, Harding. Ah, here I am on the edge of the nice little wooden flat plank. Okay, and I'm waiting for a naughty plank, but... You're drowning me. I do not like this change. I've got this. When I say I trust you, I don't want to be drowned. It's 'cause I do not like that kind of game blues. I don't like naughty tricks that go splooty splat. They say harm can come to a young lad like that. And I do not like explosions that blow me back for Christmas out of my elfy sights of wanting shoes. I don't like being wetted by nasty April showers. And I do not like being nutted by Eiffel and Blackpool Towers. So I do not want to be grounded, nutted, headed, headed, flooded, headed. I don't like that kind of sad blues. I don't like that. I've got thin, blin, button blues.
Still alive? Take this cigarette, pet.
Good time.
No, don't light it yet, pet.
That I won't be dead or nothing, Captain?
No, no, don't be frightened.
All right, then. I'll just put a match to it and... Yeah, I can swear you. You've pitied me again. I shan't play this button game no more. Yeah. Picks up such a kneecap, replaces lug in lug hole, and exits through a little hole in middle of backyard.
I'm walking backwards for Christmas.
Oh, no. Oh, no, that's on the other side, isn't it? Oh, yeah.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
Yeah. I'm super pumped.
Yes, indeed. Time for the news. Goon show, man. The goon.
All I can picture is the Pythoners sitting around as teenagers listening out on the radio.
Mm-hmm. And the Beatles.
The Beatles, too, yeah.
They were big fans of the Goons.
Uh-huh.
I tell you what's bugging me, man.
What?
What is it? Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Got a commercial where they play "She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah." That's all it comes out of the gate. But she loves you, yeah. And I'm like, no, dude. Yeah. Makes me hate that music. Turn into Gumby over here.
Exactly.
Man, quit selling it for commercials. You guys made enough fucking money.
Right.
You know? Dude, we bought the record.
How the hell does that fit into Uber Eats?
I know. We bought the record. We bought the 8-track. We bought the cassette. We bought the CD. We bought the MP3. Enough. You made enough coin off of that fucking shit. And we're done. Paul. Sir Ringo. All right. And Sir Yoko. That's some auction, crazy auction shit.
Okay.
Carrie Fisher's Star Wars gold bikini. Remember that one?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
That was a beauty.
Uh-huh.
Auctioned off for $175,000.
Holy shit.
She was hot in that one.
Ah, yes, she was, man.
Woof. Woof. Man. But she wasn't at, you know, she wasn't any...
She was a cutie.
Yeah, she was a cutie, but not some great beauty. But boy, she hit that one out of the park.
That's Skippy.
Too. Go ahead, too. Hey! Apple Cheeks Alice.
That's Sweet Al.
Thanks for coming, baby. And in related auction news, this one, this is a head scratcher, Bub. This went for a hell of a lot more than Princess Leia's costume. That was what, $175,000. An ultra rare Star Wars Boba Fett figure. The little 6-inch, whatever, 5-inch figures.
Yeah.
Sold for a record-breaking $1.34 million.
Holy shit.
Extremely rare prototype.
For a fucking toy.
Yeah. Extremely rare prototype of Boba Fett action figure.
I don't even know what a Boba Fett is.
He was in it for 2 seconds, but he was real cool looking.
Yeah.
So he got this big following, and they've made a couple movies based on him. And created a whole legend behind him and his people and shit. Oh, you kidding me?
Over $1 million.
Million fucking bucks. So this thing's just a prototype, you know, so, you know, it's rare, but $1 million? No?
Fucking joy, that's nuts. Meanwhile, people are starving around the fucking world.
Yeesh, that's that. All right. Carrie Fisher's. I'd rather have Carrie Fisher's,
You would look good in it.
I got the boobs for it. Alright, oh, okay, another auction. Indiana Jones, kind of related to the Star Wars shit. Wow, that's kind of sad, dude. Indiana Jones's fedora only went for
$630,000. Oh, figured that's got some scratch.
Yeah. I don't know. I might blow that on a hat. A nice hat, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The hat from the Temple of Doom. For an action figure. And finally, this one's the big Mamu. This is the Mamu. I just heard about this on the radio. And they had the auction. And Babe Ruth's jersey from Game 3 of the 1932 World Series against the Cubs. One where he famously called the shot, right? Went on auction. $24.12 million.
That I can see.
The record for the most expensive sport collectible sold at auction. Hell yeah, $24 million. That's a $24 million shirt. Yeah.
And have like hot dog stains on it and everything?
Might still have a little VD on the shirt tail there. Live VD culture. Yeah, he was a heck of a guy, man. The Babe. Bambino. I don't know, when I was a little kid, you know, I just thought he was like a god or something. Babe Ruth, god of baseball.
Yeah, well, good that is moment.
He liked
put the curse
on
the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah,
there you go.
He liked his beers too. Oh, this is weird. They had the Hurricane Debbie, and it revealed on the beach a discovery of a World War II era message in a bottle.
Oh.
Let's accompanied by sand, a coffee stick, a bullet casing, and a miniature cannonball. Dated 1945, United States Navy Amphibious Training Base in Little Creek, Virginia. Dear Lee, received your letter yesterday. Was glad to hear from you.
That's wild.
I think this guy understood the logistics of the message in the bottle idea there, but well, everybody has a happy ending. Ready. Da-da-da. Oh, okay, this was weird. The Pirates, like, lost really bad tonight.
Yeah.
So they called up this guy who was, like, a career minor leaguer. You know, he's, like, 38. He's never pitched in the majors.
Yeah.
They brought him in to mop up. You know, they're down, like, by 10 runs or something. Anyhow, the story is this guy has an identical twin with the identical name, and they never met each other, and they're not related. How weird is that?
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
They're not related.
Yeah, they found out he went in to have Tommy John surgery, and the guy's like, oh, geez. The doctor goes, again? The guy goes, no. His first time. And the weird thing is, his name is Brady, which, you know, okay, Brady.
Okay.
Feigl, F-E-I-G-L. And they both have the exact same name.
That's
Brady
wild Feigl. Shit, right?
Is that something else? And they look like twins. They look like they could be twins. Both red beards, big noses. It's fucking weird as fuck.
Uh-huh. You have to do a documentary on this thing.
Yeah,
I like
it's really
shit,
funny.
Man.
Yeah, they didn't find out that it's Tommy John. Oh, no, he hasn't had Tommy John yet. I just did it last time. Different guy. The weird
story.
That's
just shit.
That said, the Pirates got their asses handed. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and they're both in baseball, and they both pitch, and both needed Tommy John surgery. It's like the Lincoln and...
No, it's a mix-up in the multi-universes. That's what happened.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
I'll buy that. The Marvel version. MCU. All right. An estimated 210 dogs turned up with their owners to watch a movie in Vermont. Just shy of the world record. Aww.
Watch a movie. Okay, what movie is this now? What are these?
Inside the Mind of a Dog, a Netflix documentary. And, there were 280 registrations, but 70 no-shows. They missed it by that much.
Inside the Mind of a Dog.
Okay, this guy is Guinness record. The world's oldest living man celebrated his 112th birthday today. Happy birthday.
I don't know what his wish was.
What's that? One more heart on?
Death. 112. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Enough
there. Got something for him? Yeah.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
We got
all right,
that
now.
To him on time.
He's living it. He's like, you know, it's just the same. It's like any other birthday. Didn't really mean a thing. Just chilling. All right. A man hooks up 444 video game consoles to a single television for a world record.
Oh.
I think he had to set it for Channel 3 to do that. You just have to turn the thing onto a certain channel.
Yeah, huh?
Switch, you had a switch on the thing.
Two or four. I think it was four here.
Yeah. Oh, well. Good for him. Get a life, kid. All right. Basketball coach sinks 1,134 three-pointers in a 1 hour to break the world record.
All right. Now that's impressive.
Ryan Martin, a coach at Lake Region High School in Naples, Maine, and a former Mr. Maine basketball, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
1,134 votes. Isn't that how many votes Bobo needed in Georgia? 1,134 shots behind a three-point line during the one-hour time limit. That's pretty good, man.
That is good. Yeah. Yeah, skippy.
What's this one? Spanish man collects 3,615 different cell phones. Sheesh.
Jeez. That'd
be the dumbest collection.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Smurfs. Hello Kitty.
Those little trolls.
Yeah, what the fuck? Comic books.
Cell phones. Jesus Christ.
Christmas. All right. Skipping right along. Daredevil skis off 18,753-foot cliff. Wow. To break Guinness World Record. Wow. Dude, I'll have a nightmare about that. Oh, he had a parachute. Well, good. That's why he lived to tell the tale, I reckon. Yeah. Sheesh.
That's nuts.
Kind of severe. Wait a minute. Oh, my browser done giving up the ghost there. Come on, baby. All right, there we go. Moving right along. Where we at? Oh, cool. Right on time. A Texas woman's tongue is the world's widest at 3.11 inches. Ugh.
Ah.
Eee. Ugh.
Now, how many people are feeling their tongues and everything? I know I am.
That's
wide.
That's a big ass. You should see the picture of this thing, man. Big ass motherfucking tongue, man. It's like as big as her face.
Oh.
Yikes.
I like to hear her speak. Is it getting away?
I did this.
I did this.
Wow. Well, a man built a 54-level house of cards in 8 hours.
That's impressive. I'll give it that.
Yeah, he's a trained architect. Who started breaking card stacking records in 1992. He needed a ladder to complete this card tower.
Jesus Christ.
Which he topped with his Honor Magic V3 phone for good measure. Enough with the cell phones.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think I brought this up before. Every commercial has, like, a cell phone in it. And they show you, like, here's what you do. You look at that thing in your pocket and contact us. See? Like they're doddering idiots.
Walking us through it.
Yeah. Oh. All right, a Connecticut woman's tattoos and body modifications. Woohoo! Break world records. 80. Wow. Covering 99.98% of her body in tattoos.
Good God.
Good gravy, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Are her areolas tattooed? Ouch.
Oh.
Maybe that's the 0.02% of nipples. No. I don't know. Oh, God. Cake says yuck. You ain't never lied.
Yeah, imagine. Going through life like that.
That's, I don't know. Okay, that's a life choice, I reckon. She's got like, you know, a million. 99% of her body tattoos and 89 body modifications.
How like much all this cost her? They tell you that?
No, they don't say the price. But I'm sure she makes her living.
A freak.
Yeah, she makes her living being a freak. Heavy investment. Oh, God, her eyes, everything. Oh, fuck this. No.
Jesus Christ.
Get away from me. Get away from me. Get away from me. Get away from me. I want to hear something good. You know what I want to hear?
What's that? Okay.
Ah, ah, ah. David Rush becomes the world's top record breaker with 181 titles.
Way to
go,
David Rush.
Our man, Idaho man David Rush, officially holds the most Guinness World Records in the world.
Okay.
Smashing total of Silvio Saba, that evil Silvio Saba. He achieved this feat by earning the title of the most vinyl record smashed in 30 seconds. Well done. He broke records, breaking the record. Get it?
There you go.
Absolutely. What is he? A crazy man over there. I love him. All right, man. Very cool. And on that note.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
When I'm not playing solitaire, I take a book down from the shelf. And what with programs on the air, I keep pretty much to myself, Mr. Saturday Dance. Heard they crowded the floor, couldn't bear it without you, don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door, they'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Oh, darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates. Might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. My mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, why stir up memories been invited on day? Might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much anymore.
Stars make you drool, just like a pasta fazool at some more.
Absolutely.
Yep, damn good rendition.
Well, that's probably one of the greatest recordings ever.
I love it.
Time.
So who was that cat?
That was the Ink Spots.
Oh, okay.
Ink Spots. Second only to the Mills Brothers in my mouth.
Exactly.
The Mills Brothers guy.
There was a time where I was fighting Ink Spots all the time at the shop.
Yeah. Stuff. Magnet. Alrighty. Yeah, Daughters of Confederacy, man. They used to do that. They would bankroll movies. It was subversive, Confederate propaganda, man. And you ever see it? You ever see that guy that's on MSNBC at night? O'Donnell?
Yeah, I like it.
It's the last word with Lawrence O'Donnell is this guy's name. So you don't know who he is?
Nope.
Okay, news guy. All right, well, then my discovery that he looks just like Van Heflin, or Van Heflin looks just like him. He locked on.
That's how old this guy looks?
He looks like Van Heflin, man. So I'm wondering if he's working for the Confederacy. I think he comes across as a libtard, but, you know. Heaven knows. You never knew.
No.
So there's like no grass to cut. Go outside and it crunches under your feet, man. We've had a drought here.
Oh, yeah, really?
I don't think I've cut the grass for 2-3 weeks.
Oh, that's shit.
This thing growing. Front lawn looks okay, but the backyard, man. It's starting to look like a Gobi Desert back there. Everything's brown. What kind of shit is that? I thought everybody liked to talk about the weather for a while, man. That's always good. Weather,
right? Hey, would you like to buy a monkey?
Indeed.
I got some kind of a tree going around the back that's ruining the foundation. I got to get rid of that thing.
Oh, man.
For
I
years,
never realized
they've been chopping it down, but the root is underneath the house.
Oh, jeez. Sucks, man.
But I just stopped
expensive
cutting
shit.
It down. Now the tree's out of control, man. I got to get out there. I'm too fucking lazy.
That's expensive if you have somebody come do it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is it a big round? Can you chop it down yourself?
You chop it down, but the roots are deep in there.
Well, then you just kill the roots, man.
That's what I was thinking. You know, drill a fucking hole and put poison in or something.
Right. I think there's a copper nail or something like that you're supposed to drill into the stumps as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, you could, if you chop it off as close as you can to the ground and then fuck it up, man.
Yep.
It should be good.
I mean, I've done that a couple times when I first moved in. And I
oh, really?
About drilling it in and putting it in. Now it's just out of fucking control. I got to do something.
That's an evil plant.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's expensive to get a big tree chopped down.
Yeah.
I don't have a tree on my property.
Yeah. Yeah. I got two.
You got two bushes I
both
can handle.
I don't like.
I got three bushes. I got that privet in the back. I got no tree. Applecheek says they're not that hot. Hope says they're pushing 100. Yeah, we were in the 90s. Wasn't as humid today, but they said by Wednesday it's unbearable.
Okay.
Unbearable.
Oh, jeez.
Gotta love it. Hey, news, sports, and weather. We got it all, man. It's gonna be hot with continued shitty.
Yeah, why not?
All right, man. You ready?
Yep. Waiting on it.
Yeah. Been waiting for this, gang, right?
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel! It is yodeling. As soon as he finds that thing.
En jänke blev tokig i schweizerost, den äkta med många hår. Han köpte en båt och satt kurs mot ost, hamnade i Tyrol. På jodling helt tvärt blev han expert. Flickorna stod i en ring tills i hans jodleri låg något särskilt uti, något utav swing. Jodledi-di-jodledi-di. Man ska jodla med swing och jodla med swing. Jodledi-jodledi-jodledi. Vi ska jodla oss kring med swing. Jodledi-di-jodledi-di. För du har gyllene ring så jodla med swing. Jodledi-jodledi-jodledi. Det är någonting visst med swing. Om du vill jodla romantiskt som schweizarna gör. Jodi-o-ledi, svarar eko ändå i kör. Jodi-o-ledi, jodi-o-ledi, jodi-o-ledi. Man ska jodla med swing och jodla med swing. Jodi-o-ledi, jodi-o-ledi, jodi-o-ledi. Sista flugan är jodlen swing.
That was
the beauty, Alice Babs.
Oh, okay.
Can't be bad.
Remember way back when we used to blow up Babs?
This is Alice Babs. Not our dreaded Babs. Yeah, I never liked her movies. I don't know. The only one I kind of tolerated was the crazy one with Ryan.
What's up, Doc? That was good.
What's up, Doc?
Yeah.
That was okay. Saw that at the movie.
Where Walter Matthau didn't get along well. He didn't like her when making Hello, Dolly.
I can see that.
Yeah, he said that she has the talent of a butterfly's fart. What did he say to her? I'm rather poetic.
You're making it very difficult for me to like you.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's kind of like that. Oh, man.
Wish we had a soundbite of the butterfly's fart.
Lost my train of thought there. That was fun. Oh, dude, I saw that right before the show.
Yeah.
How Phil Silvers was up for that Walter Matthau part in Sunshine Boys.
Oh yeah. Phil Silvers.
I thought, how interesting would that have been?
Uh-huh.
Phil Silvers in that. I think Phil would have.
I told you they wanted Woody to direct that, right?
The original?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Alan said he would if he could play the part of the Burns one. Because he really wanted to play that part. He loved that part. He ended up doing it years later.
Ended up playing it, yeah. I still have yet to see that.
Yeah. Nowhere as good as, of course, of the Marcel Burns, but interesting.
All the Spanish kid. That show, oh man, that's a funny one. A lot of good lines in that one.
Oh yeah,
a lot of good ones. You wouldn't be hot if the apartment was on fire. good stuff. All right, man. Well, I guess.
There we go.
I guess it's time to yell out our beverage. We got a Natty Light tonight.
Okay, back to the Nat.
Yeah, if I'm drinking beer, it's Natty Light.
Okay. Give up the Honey Browns?
I'm too fat. Honey Browns are cheaper, though, man.
Yeah.
And I really like Honey Browns. Okay, it's Natty's only, except for the occasional Honey Brown. No more good
gotta
beer.
Treat yourself.
No more good beer. I bought a 12-pack of Rolling Rocks, man. I drank them in like 5 minutes. Like, oh, come on. Gone? Oh, jeez. Not too good. Amaretto-flavored coffee. Apple cheese.
Oh.
Amaretto.
Got my H2O.
Water.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas Babs. Not real amaretto. Sears Amaretto. Natty Light.
Water.
Well, thanks everybody for coming, man. Sorry about last week.
Yeah, thank you, Possums.
Water for cake.
Okay.
Oaks got a Pepsi.
Can't remember the last time I had a Pepsi.
I know. You know they got the name, right?
Yeah, no.
Dyspepsia is an upset stomach.
Oh, okay.
Like Pepsi was sold as a cure for an upset stomach when it brought it out.
Yeah, all that stuff was.
Yeah.
Bring back Moxie.
Natty Light.
What are
dumb things you learn on Possum Hunt?
A little cocaine in the Coca-Cola.
Yeah, man. Those were the days, huh? Yeah, man. This guy was on TV talking about buying coke off of Robert Kennedy Jr.
Yeah.
Right, I'm like, what a fucking world we're living in.
Uh-huh. Oh, the Kennedys are going for supporting Bobo, huh?
Yeah, he's going to be Secretary of Bears. Energize!
All right.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Hang on!
Who knows what tomorrow will bring? Maybe sunshine and maybe rain. But as for me, I'll wait and see. And maybe it'll bring my love to me. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows any better than I? That is she who's keeping me alive. I'm keeping the little girl as my goal. It makes my life worth living, you know. Another day, just another day, I want to live, to share the love that only she can give. And if she don't come, I pray the Lord will help me carry on. Another day, just another day.
So long, suckers!
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
Missed it by that much.
Do it again. I like it.
Hey, there we go. I was running out of cues.
You filled it in all right.
Beauty. Wonderful. I had fun tonight. The best show... in a while. I didn't like the last show. I didn't feel like I was funny at all.
Yeah.
You were hilarious. I was not the least bit humorous at all, man.
It's tough to do every week.
So yeah, I guess I just wasn't into it. You know?
Yeah, it happened.
I had some laughs tonight.
Yeah, it was a good one.
That'll wait. Good selection of tunes too. I like it because. I totally forgotten everything I picked out, so it's kind of fun.
Yeah, with that week off.
Yeah.
Thank you, BTLR.
Yeah. You know right away if it's going to work or not going to work, because you connect in right away, boom, your number's up there.
Yeah.
The other thing, your number never comes up. It never connects with the switchboard, so. ship. You should get money back. You should get money back for that, man.
Yeah, you should.
I mean, seriously, man. Pay for this Penny Annie puppet show. Right. Anyways, well, you want to do it again next week?
It sounds good to me.
Cool, man. Send going. More shit.
There you
Send
go.
More shit. Build on a win. We got a one game win streak. To build on that, man. Cool. Well, good luck. Drive carefully.
Yep.
And, I don't know.
Tune in next week.
Yeah, tune in next week. Good idea.
Espresso.